just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
There's a famous story about a woodcutter. This woodcutter would go to the forest every day to collect woods, which he would sell in the market and earn his livelihood. Just before the starting of the forest, there used to be a mystic, an old man, mysterious in appearance, like a guru, would sit. So this woodcutter would pay homage to him, bow down twice a day while going and then coming back while coming. One day the mystic was just laughing. The woodcutter asked, "Why are you laughing?" The mystic said, "I'm laughing at your foolishness." He said, "What foolishness?" The mystic said, "You go to the forest every day, but you don't know that if you can just go little ahead, there is a copper mine there. Then if you can get some copper coins, you need not to come every day. You can come every alternate day. You can have one day of rest." The woodcutter tried to find the truth of the statement, and the statement was true. There was definitely a copper mine. Now he would come every alternate day. But again, the mystic laughed at him. The woodcutter asked, "Why are you laughing now?" The mystic said, "You are just stuck with copper coins. Just go ahead and there is a silver mine just few steps ahead. Then you may have to come just once a week, 6 days of rest." The woodcutter went little ahead, and to his utter surprise, there was silver mine there. He was overjoyed. Now he is coming just once a week. But again one day, mystic was laughing at him. He said, "Now what?" He said, "You are just stuck with silver coins. Just go ahead. There is a gold mine ahead." He said, "Gold? I can't believe it." But he found out There definitely was a gold mine. Now he's coming once a month. But again the mystic is laughing. He said, now what? What more now? The mystic says, go ahead and there is a diamond mine. He said, diamond? If there is a diamond mine, what are you doing here? You are sitting, surviving on the food given by people. You should go and search. You should go and seek that diamond mine. The mystic didn't say anything. The man rushed and found, yes, there definitely was a diamond mine. He took a lot of diamonds and he was rushing towards home, but then something stopped him. He went to the mystic and said, you knew that there was a diamond mine. And yet you are sitting here. Is there something more important, more valuable than diamond mine? The mystic said, yes. What he must have said? He said, I am more important than diamond mine. The woodcutter was taken aback. You? He said, yes. I am more important. And if you want, I can give you that. I have something which is much, much valuable than diamonds. Now the mystic wanted to know it. The woodcutter wanted to know what is that more important than diamond. It was dark night. The woodcutter sat down. And the mystic was sitting up there. There was utter silence. The mystic said, just sit near me. That's it. And the whole night passed. And they both were sitting in such powerful non-verbal communication took place between them. There was exchange of energy. And the mystic gave all his energy to that woodcutter. And there was silent enlightenment. Without exchange of single word, it was just silence. In the morning, it was found that the mystic is dead. He died. That was his last night. But the woodcutter was sitting there, radiant face, and with such peace on his mind, on his face, which was never seen before. In the morning, the disciples of that mystic came, and they found that their master is dead. But there is somebody sitting there, just like the master. The master has not left any will, any predecessor. But this man looks more powerful than the master. And they accepted him as their master. So what was it that the mystic gave to that woodcutter? That night was the night of transformation. That night was the night of enlightenment. And something great happened. The dark night of the soul disappeared. And the great light came. A great radiance came. And there was a divine enlightenment. And this happened just with drishti. Just with those powerful vibes that moved from the eyes of the mystic to the eyes of that woodcutter, and the woodcutter sat there just in silence without a question, and he got something which was more than the diamond mines. This is the story of enlightenment. This is the story of becoming diamond. You want diamonds, or you yourself want to become diamond? This is the question. So today, Baba is talking about diamonds. Baba has given us diamonds of knowledge. Not just that, he has made us into diamonds. We have diamonds and we have become diamonds. This is the अव्यक्त मैसेज ऑफ 12th April 2012. प्रोबेबली देर इज सम मीटिंग एंड दादी इज टेकिंग द मैसेज. आज बाप दादा के पास सर्व मीटिंग के साथियों की ओर से याद प्यार लेते हुए पहुंची तो देखा कि आज बाप दादा बहुत बिजी थे. गॉड वॉज बिजी इन वॉट? बाप दादा के सामने बहुत रंग बिरंगी हीरे थे और हर एक हीरे को बहुत प्यार से देख देख बाबा हर्षित हो रहे थे. लॉट ऑफ डायमंड्स एंड गॉड वॉज बिजी. ही इज अ डायमंड मर्चेंट. He has variety of diamonds with myriads of colors. मैं दूर से ही हर्षित होते आगे बढ़ गई और सामने पहुंच गई. लेकिन बाप दादा का ध्यान हीरो में था. He was fully engrossed in analyzing, in researching, in watching, in observing those diamonds. थोड़ी हलचल के बाद बाबा की नज़र मेरे ऊपर गई. बाबा बोले, आओ मेरी होली हैप्पी डायमंड आओ, क्या समाचार लाइयो. मैं बोली, बाबा आज आपके विशेष निमित्त बच्चों की याद प्यार लाइयो. बाप दादा ने मुस्कुराते सभी का याद प्यार स्वीकार किया. मैं बोली, बाबा आज आप बहुत बिजी हो. बाबा मीठे मुस्कुराते बोले, बच्चे आजकल बाप दादा बच्चों के पुरुषार्थ की रफ्तार देख रहे. बच्चे सब हीरे तो है लेकिन तीन प्रकार के रत्न देख रहे थे. So everybody is diamond, but there are three types of diamonds. What they could be? One, two, and three. Three types of diamonds. What they could be? Three types. First one. Okay. So first is stainless, absolutely pure, and second with stains, and third then. Don't ask about third. So what could be the three types of diamond? Every time Baba is very fond of classification. Every Murli will have, you will find some or other classification. Today Baba has come to see two types of children. Sometimes he says, today he has come to see four types of children. Sometimes four types, five types. These are the fours. Don't ask about the five. It's better not to talk of them. So he is fond of classifications. So what they could be? How diamonds can be classified? Depending on color, strength, hardness, and shining, his radiance, transparency, and weight, size, weight, color, hardness, and brightness, yeah, and okay, chiseled, how much sharpened, and cost, depending upon the cost. Yeah, some costly diamonds, some are less costly. What else? How diamonds can be classified? Diamonds have a very high boiling point, very high boiling point. And only diamonds can cut diamonds, they say. Atomic number, strength, same hardness. But this classification is different. Ek hai, the first one. जो कितना भी कैसे भी वायुमंडल परिस्थिति की हलचल हो लेकिन उन्हें हर परिस्थिति उन पर किसी भी परिस्थिति का प्रभाव नहीं पड़ता, सदा चमकते रहते. So that is first ones are those who are ever shining. Unaffected. They are ever shining. They are unaffected by any outside atmosphere. Whatever is happening outside, they are always shining. There is not the slightest difference in their radiance, in their shine. So that is first. And second one, जो कभी कभी कोई ना कोई शक्ति की अपने में कमजोरी होने के कारण वायुमंडल के प्रभाव के असर में आ जाते, कभी अटेंशन से मिठा भी देते, कभी प्रभाव में आ जाते. सो सेकेंड आर दीज, दे शाइन समटाइम्स, समटाइम्स दे डोंट शाइन, समटाइम्स दे आर अफेक्टेड बाय द सिचुएशंस, दे आर नॉट कॉन्स्टेंट, दे आर नॉट स्टेबल. व्हाट आर द थर्ड वंस? बाबा हैज मेंशनड What could be the third? Hmm? तीसरे, जो कुछ छोटे बड़े दाग पक्के हैं, मिटाते भी मिटा नहीं पा सकते. They are stained, tainted. There are dark spots in these types of diamond. And they try to remove, but सोचते बहुत अच्छा है, यह करूंगा, यह होगा. लेकिन संकल्प को प्रत्यक्ष परिवर्तन में लाने की शक्ति कम है. किसी न किसी संस्कार के कारण शक्तिहीन हो जाते. ऐसे तीन प्रकार के हीरे को देख रहे थे. मैं बोली, बाबा परिवर्तन चाहते, उमंग होते, सोचते भी क्यों नहीं कर पाते. बाबा मुस्कुराते बोले, बच्चे परिवर्तन की इच्छा होती है, लेकिन साथ में चारों ओर की इच्छा है. मेरा नाम शान मान भी होगा तो यह तो नहीं हो जाएगा. यह व्यर्थ संकल्प मिक्स होने के कारण शुभ संकल्प की शक्ति को दबा देते. इसलिए प्रत्यक्ष परिवर्तन संकल्प तक ही रह जाता है. समर्थ संकल्प और व्यर्थ संकल्प दोनों के टग ऑफ वॉर में ही रह जाते हैं. बाप दादा ऐसे विशेष बच्चों को विशेष रहमदिल बन हिम्मत की शक्ति देते हैं, लेकिन वह अपनी ही उलझन में मस्त होते हैं. सो चिल्ड्रन आर ऑल्सो बिजी इन देयर कन्फ्यूजन्स. सो दीज आर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ चिल्ड्रेन. द फर्स्ट चिल्ड्रेन आर दोज हु आर एवर शाइनिंग. दे आर अनअफेक्टेड, अनडिस्टर्ब्ड, नो मैटर वॉट इज हैपनिंग ऑन द सर्फेस, बिकॉज एवरीथिंग दे हैव अंडरस्टूड इज अ प्ले. This is a play, this is a game, this is a sports, we are spectator. Everything is going on, unaffected, unattracted, nothing disturbs them. In today's blessing in Sakar Murli, Baba said they are light because they are sitting like a lotus. Nothing disturbs them. To achieve this undisturbed stage of the mind is the goal of spirituality. The most important thing is to find out what is that thing which disturbs me. Make the list of disturbances, energy drainers, time wasters. Energy drainers, time wasters, and disturbances. What are the things that disturb me the most? Is it some person? Is it something? Is it some object? Is it something? What is it? Baba has mentioned four types of bondages in today's Murli, Sakar Murli. What are they? First, thoughts of the mind. Second, sanskars. Third, some object that attracts you. And fourth, there is some mamatva, some attachment in relationships. These are the major obstructions. The basic obstruction is in the mind itself. Your sanskars, nobody is your enemy. Your own sanskars are your enemy. It is not that outside person is responsible for anything. The tendency to get disturbed is within us. It's we who are preparing ourselves for that disturbance. So these are the four things. So ever shining diamonds, they don't get affected. Their shine never reduces. Remains unequaled, remains same all throughout the day. They're shining in the morning, shining in the afternoon, shining at night. Same. Or rather, their shine is increasing. The more you remain stable, the more your shine increases. It's the power of the purity in these souls. And purity, if maintained, is a progressive thing. It increases. The more you keep yourself away from vices, automatically the power of purity increases and it is manifested then everywhere. So purity is a virtue, and in the end you realize that all virtues are same. This is the ultimate realization. Purity is same as light. Light is same as remembrance. Remembrance is same as tolerance. In the higher stages, you come to realize that every virtue is same. At lower stages, you find this different virtues. The 36 virtues and so many different. But As you progress ahead in spirituality, you find that all virtues are same. When you have purity, automatically you have tolerance. When you have tolerance, automatically you find that you are accurate. There is a benevolence in us. We are not trying to do anything good to the world at all. It is, I am as I am. It's naturally happening. The sunlight is shining. It has no intention to give pleasure to anybody. It is doing his job. It is falling on the ground. It doesn't want that this ground should become happy. It just is. So also is benevolence. So also is accuracy. So also is purity. So the more the purity, the more the power. The more the purity, the more the shine. This is an internal shine. It is not the shine of the face. Some person may be black. So it has nothing to do with your bodily shine. But it is the shine which is within you. The power of purity. The words you speak, every word is charged with some vibes of purity. Some vibrations are ringing around your words, that purity. You come out of the sleep and you have such a dreamless sleep. No disturbances in the sleep. To have an undisturbed sleep is also a sign of purity. So first diamonds are those who are always shining, very top. The second are those, sometimes they shine, in the Amrit Vela they shine, till Murli they keep on shining. And then the shine reduces till evening. And again, by evening they start shining again. But this is the main thing. This is the live event. This is background. This is just background. This is the stage throughout the day. You have to... The performance is here. People look at you here. Nobody knows what Amrit Vela you did. What was your stage? What time you got up? They have no business with all this. What they see is stage performance. How many times you were practicing? So Amrit Vela, Murli, this is just background thing. The basic thing is your day. What you do throughout the day. How stable you are. And how much shine you have. If something disturbs you here, it means you need to work more on Amrit Vela. It is not about forming a ritual that I get up at 2 and then do this and do that. It has become almost a ritual. Whatever you do in the background, behind the stage, your practice should get revealed throughout the day. Because this is the live telecast. Online, that is offline. So stage performance. So these are those diamonds. They get affected. They don't want to. But one good thing about them is that they realize that we have got stained and we need to wash. There is a stain and I need to wash. The cloth has become dirty and I need to do something about it. What about third category of diamonds? There are dark spots. And they are trying, but those spots are very deep. They are vikarmas. These spots are very deep spots. Because they live in the state of unconsciousness. Behoshi. As if in coma. It's known as spiritual coma. Spiritual comatose stage. Where one vikarma after another. One mistake after another. One blunder followed by another. So there is a series of blunder. One blunder attracts another blunder. One mistake attracts another mistake. You commit one mistake. And you have no time to stop. To become still. To go in silence and solitude. To think, to contemplate, to analyze and reanalyze and correct it. And you just go ahead into the day. It is soon followed by second blunder, third blunder, fourth vikarm, fifth vikarm. One wrong decision followed by second wrong decision, third wrong decision. And there is a series, a battery of wrong decisions. You don't want to do something yet you did it. And then you get disturbed. You don't want to do something yet you did it. again disturbance. So, this is a vicious cycle. Sin, repentance, further sin, then repentance, and then sin. It's a vicious cycle, you don't come out of it. You want to come out, yes, you want to come out. But, probably situations are not. So, every sin is followed by another sin. What I am calling sin, they may be small mistakes, blunders, small breaches of Srimat. So, energy is getting dissipated in all such things. Sangam Yug is for energy cultivation. Sangam Yug is for energy preservation. It's for sublimation of energy. You have to sublimate your energy and the energy should flow up. It should not get wasted in so many things. Because every time you repent, there is a time waste. And then it leads to further depression. And then you don't feel like to do anything. Forget it. So this is a vicious cycle, a disturbing cycle. What is needed is something strong, some strong force to break this cycle. Some strong silence. Some strong solitude. A deep period of fasting. A long period. Then only this cycle can be broken. Because our body is made up of what? Our task is to go beyond body consciousness. Body consciousness is nothing but food consciousness. Deha bhan is bhojan bhan. Unless and until you cross this and move up, there is no question of getting rid of all this cycle. Something very strong is needed. And that is this. This is a tool. A tool, a very powerful tool to break free of that vicious cycle. So Baba is saying three types of diamond. And Baba wants us to become first type, the powerful diamond, undisturbed, ever shining, ever radiant, self-luminous. Om Shanti.